About 50 members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, or LGBT community and their supporters gathered in front of the Belle Shoals Baptist Church this afternoon while members of the church stood on the steps. Nadine Smith is with Equality Florida, an LGBT rights group.
It doesn't matter how kind or gentle a veneer you put on, the kind of messages that this summit is intended to deliver, the kind of dehumanizing discrimination that this kind of gathering brings to our community cannot go unanswered. And it doesn't matter how much polish you put on it, what they do hurts us. These are not two sides of an argument. This is an attack on the LGBT community, an attack on democracy, an attack on fairness, and we are here to defend ourselves.
Reverend Harold Brockes is a retired pastor of the Good Samaritan Church in St. Petersburg, and he criticized what he called the anti-gay industry perpetuated by the Family Impact Summit.
The word industry attached to anti-gay is kind of new for me, but I think it's perfect. Because not only does an industry suggest hard work, but it suggests a profit motive. And we all know there's a lot to be gained in these anti-gay events.
Robin Hankins is the executive director of Queerly Divine. She said she grew up Baptist but felt excluded.
What is being offered inside those walls, I can tell you from firsthand experience, is like a candy to a child who is being offered that candy by a predator. And that candy is, we love you, we don't accept you, we love you. And that is what someone so desperately seeks from their spiritual family. And I come before you today as someone who has been rejected, abandoned, disowned, shunned by her spiritual family. And having had that experience, I can tell you that it is a form of spiritual molestation.
The senior pastor of Belle Shoals Baptist Church, Forrest Pollock, introduced himself to many in the crowd and stood by until the end of the press conference and then was given a chance to speak.
Have any of you been inside of the Family Impact Summit? You have judged us without knowing what's happening inside. We would ask you, come this Sunday, see if truly we are the fellowship of encouragement. You've said that we're saying hate speech, and yet, as I have introduced myself to you, I have been called dumb. I have been called a man who copulates with his mother. I have been called a serpent. Who here is exercising hate speech? We love you. We want you to come and be with us.
You can learn more about the Family Impact Summit at familyimpactsummit.com. WMNF will bring you more from the summit on tomorrow's newscast. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.